life.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a beauty, this one that I'm about to talk about. And, you know, there are a lot of threats to our democracy. You know all of them. You don't know all of them. You know some of them, a lot of them. Voter suppression, that kind of thing. But this is unbelievable. And here is the fact. There are legislators in so far a few states who are working on legislation. They're working on a plan to have state legislators, state legislatures name the presidential elections, electors, not the the result of the presidential elections in their state. In other words, this legislation was first introduced in Arizona. So far, it hasn't gone anywhere there. But simply say this. The legislature of this state will appoint our electors. Any presidential election is not binding. It's a beauty contest. Now, where is this starting to bubble up? Ron DeSantis in Florida, remember during the last election right afterwards, where Trump lost Michigan and Pennsylvania, he urged the legislatures in Michigan and Pennsylvania to overturn the results of the presidential election in their states and appoint Trump electors. And he himself would have appointed Trump electors in Florida, even if Biden had won it. Biden didn't win it, so there were Trump electors. This has spread to Arizona. There are people in Michigan and Pennsylvania who like this idea. So far, they're not in the majority, but it is being discussed in Republican legislatures around the country. What that means is, in this state, Biden won the election by 20,000 votes statewide. It was audited a number of times, recounted. But what would have happened is Voss and LeMahieu would have convened a meeting in the legislature and voted on electors, and they would have voted in the majority because they're gerrymandered for Republican electors to support Trump. They did convene, by the way, a rump illegal elector meeting when Evers had convened the regular elector meeting. What normally happens is the party that wins convenes a meeting and they pick people as electors. What's an elector? An elector is, in a state like Wisconsin, you get one for each congressional seat and one for each Senate seat. So in Wisconsin, we have eight congressional seats, so you get eight for them and two for the two senators. The unfairness of this is that in Wyoming, they get two for their two senators. And in California, they get two for their two senators. California has 35 million people, and Wyoming has about 700,000 people. So smaller states have an outside influence, and that was the idea. That was one of the compromises back at the time of the Revolution and the writing of our Constitution, to try to get all of the colonies to agree to a federal form of government where they give up some power. It was tough. And so the slaveholding states and the smaller states said, you gotta, you know, give us a little outside voice in picking the president. So even under the present system, even with a presidential election, there's a little twist in there, What these Republican legislatures are saying, there shouldn't be presidential elections. And if they are, they're beauty contests. We will get together and pick the electors. The problem is more than half of the legislatures in this country are run by Republicans, largely through gerrymandering in a lot of states. And if they have Republican governors, they can continue the gerrymander for another 10 years. So you will never, ever have a vote for president again if this goes through. You'll only have a vote for your state representative. But if you're in Dane County and Milwaukee, you are in Democratic districts with 80% winning margins, right? I mean, the state assembly people and state senators in Madison and in parts of Milwaukee win by 80%, 70%. But there's a majority in the state legislature because they pack and crack. And what happens is their districts, a lot of them are like 55-45, 53-47. 57-43, just enough to make sure that they get in. And so they waste all the Democratic votes and pack in the Republican votes. Now, is this unconstitutional? I think it is, but here's the argument why it's not. The Constitution does say in the 12th Amendment that the legislatures, the states, will pick their electors any way they want, any way they want. Why was that put in? Because it was written in the 18th century. And there were only, what, 13 colonies. And they were fighting about whether they should even have a federal form of government. Well, here's the deal. In the 1800 election, remember, George Washington was elected in 1788, reelected in 1792, 1796, John Adams succeeded him. In 1800, there was an election between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. There were 16 states then, 16. Only six of them had a popular vote. 10 of them, the legislatures just picked the electors. What happened was, two of the states that had a popular vote that didn't go the way the legislature wanted jumped in and changed it, and they got away with it. And if one more had done that, Thomas Jefferson would have lost the election. That's what happened back in 1800. Well, over the time, we've gone to 50 states, and over time, every state has a presidential election. I'm not talking about just the primary. I'm talking about the election, the presidential election. Now, what will happen if this starts going through? If this starts going through, swing states, and there are really 10 states are at issue, because Alabama and Mississippi, for the foreseeable future, will go Republican. California, New York, for the foreseeable future, Massachusetts will go Democratic. So basically, you're not going to have legislatures in those states that are going to go against the popular vote, because the popular vote will be what the legislatures are. But how about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada? How about those states? How about those states? North Carolina. If they have a Republican governor, and frankly, right now, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin have Democratic governors, but at one time they had Republican governors, and that could happen again. We have a Republican legislature through gerrymandering. So does Pennsylvania. So does Michigan. What if those legislatures just say, we pick it, the governor can't veto it, we pick Trump? Doesn't matter then who wins. I think if that happens, there'll be a revolution, but quite frankly, we don't need that. We do not need more violence in this country, and we do not need more division in this country. It's playing in the hands of the Russians, which is essentially an organized crime operation masquerading as a country, the Chinese as a communist country, and jihad. What it needs is, theoretically, a strong Congress that would just take care of this through legislation. I'd prefer it not be taken care of through a constitutional amendment that's too cumbersome, or a good Supreme Court who just says, look, there's two centuries of constitutional development in this country. We are now going to have presidential elections, and they will determine the electors. Duh, because it's been going on like that for 150 years. That's what we need. But don't be lulled into some kind of false sense of security. This is getting on out there. It's very dangerous. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. My.